And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum. She's here with us many Fridays speaking of the arts. Bienvenida.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So what's going on this weekend?
There's a lot of stuff, and one of the things is happening this evening, and it involves my museum, as well as the Museum of Art, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum, and a bunch of downtown galleries. We're reviving the First Friday Downtown Museum District Art Walk from 5 to 7, 7:30, some of them till 8 p.m. Everyone's staying open late. The Verve Gallery, Manitou, Ellsworth, Blue Rain, Santa Fe Arts Commission, Patina, Kazwek, and Little Bird at Loretto, along with the three museums. It's all free. Come down, stroll around, maybe stop for dinner or tapas. At the History Museum, we'll have gallery talks at 5:30 and 6:30. Our Collections and Education Manager, Renee Harris, will be talking about Teresa Ignacia Jaramillo de Bent. She was Governor Bent's wife.
And that was good.
Thank you. And witnessed the Taos Rebellion and the murder of her husband. A woman who had feet in two different cultures. Over at the Museum of Art, Joan Myers, the photographer, will be talking about her photography exhibit there. And then just great exhibits at all the different galleries. It's a fun thing that we hope will encourage locals to come back and discover their downtown area. There's lots Yay. More parking than there used to be, folks.
Really? Where?
Definitely at the underneath the convention center.
Uh-huh.
And I think by the time that you're leaving, you might not be charged for it.
Okay.
But then up at the government buildings, you can use the parking there for free, and then the street parking as well.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So it's a big theater weekend. I want to go to everything. It's a little bit of a problem because there's only, well, I guess you could go to something Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the staged reading of Rapture, Blister, Burn is at the Kazwick Galleries with the fabulous Debriana Mancini and other actors in it, directed by Janet Davidson. We had them on the other day, and it's just a wonderful, interesting drama written by an excellent writer. And then at Teatro Paraguas, you've got the When the Stars Trembled Over Rio Puerco, and that seems like it's going to be a really beautiful play about Nazario Garcia's memories of being a boy and the elders who came before him.
He's such a lovely man.
He's so wonderful. And then at the Santa Fe Playhouse, The Lions, which is also an amazing play, which I can't wait to see. I haven't seen it yet. But I read the script and talked to those guys, and the extraordinary Elena Warren Zachary, Vince Cadlubeck, and Janet Davidson's also directing that, and I can't name all the actors, but anyway, lots of theater.
I love the description on that one, a fiercely dark comedy exploring dysfunctional family values. Who can't relate to that?
Well, my tagline for the play is, this is a play of what life would be like if every single person in the family made poor life decisions.
Ooh.
And then one of them is dying.
Wow.
You don't put on your sympathy voice.
It's a dark comedy.
It's just funny.
Up in Española, the Northern New Mexico College Theater is putting on September Shoes by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. And that's at the Nick Salazar Center for the Arts. It's described as a mystery and a ghost story exploring what is left of us when we die. It takes place in Arizona, and it also deals with some cultural and personal identity issues, and could be very interesting.
Excellent. At the Pomegranate Studios, today and tomorrow, New Mexico Dance Coalition presents Choreographer's Showcase at the Rail Yard. And, so I guess that's just all kinds of different choreographers, not just the Pomegranate folks.
They say it's modern dance, jazz, butto, belly dance, and a variety of other styles and surprises.
Excellent.
Should be good.
We like it.
Over at the LENSIC, the Spanish Colonial Arts Society is presenting the 14th annual Nuestra Música. And
Yay.
This also involves some of our favorite people, musicologist Enrique Lamadrid, who's
Yay.
A great friend of the History Museum, oral historian Jack Leffler, who's actually given us his oral biography, or archives, excuse me, and author and archivist Celestia Leffler. This year's performers include Los Hermanos Martinez, Cipriano Vigil, y La Familia Vigil, David F. Garcia, Roberto Mondragon, Frank McCullough y sus amigos, and El Trio Jalapeño with Antonia Apodaca. That's at the Lensic Friday night tonight, 7 to 10 p.m., and get in touch with them about a ticket.
Yeah, and it's usually sold out or close to it.
Ooh,
and
it might be too late.
No, what? You definitely try it. You can usually get in, but it's a, let's put it this way, it's a packed house full of good New Mexican energy.
That's great.
Cat of the week.
Cat of the week?
Two cats.
What do you got?
Beckett and Koufax.
Great names.
Are very sweet, mellow kitties who will quickly adapt to new surroundings with a little extra love and attention. Because they are so bonded, they would like to be adopted together. There's a reduced adoption fee for both to the right home. Beckett is a big, beautiful lady with a short coat and calico markings. Koufax is a big, handsome gentleman with a short black coat. And they were born in 1997, so they're somewhat not really senior kitties. They're a little bit older kitties. And if you would like to adopt them, get in touch with Felines and Friends of New Mexico. That's fandfnm.org. Or you can call 316-2281.
That's great. I hope these cats get adopted.
I know, because I think I've read that one before.
And you could, like, claim partial credit. You could have, like, this gallery of cats you've helped get adopted.
You know, I just hope that every cat and dog that needs a home finds the right loving home.
Yeah.
I was in the dog park yesterday and I met this cute little terrier, and it was his first day in the dog park, and he was a rescue, and he was all happy but slightly bewildered.
Sure.
It's a beautiful thing.
That's so neat. This weekend over at the convention center, it's the Santa Fe Home Show, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Local architects, designers, suppliers, and folks will be showing off things that you may not be able to afford but might enjoy looking at.
Or maybe you will.
Maybe you will. This, if you're planning to do some renos, this could get you kick-started.
Excellent. That's always fun. Temple Beth Shalom and Beit Midrash of Temple Beth Shalom present 3 urgent prophetic tasks.
Ooh.
It's a presentation by Dr. Walter Brueggemann, open to the Santa Fe community, and it's today at 6:30 at Friday services at the main sanctuary of Temple Beth Shalom. And Professor Walter Brueggemann is one of the foremost Christian experts on the Jewish Bible. So check that out. He's supposed to be fabulous. I wasn't able to get him scheduled on the show, but definitely worth going if you're interested in biblical matters.
In some other spirituality issues this weekend, over at the Santa Fe Center for Spiritual Living, they'll be talking about jaguar visioning, Inca teachings and practices. It's a 2-week workshop this Saturday and next Saturday, and Diane Berman is leading this. She's worked extensively with the Carol Indians of Peru, and these are introductory classes. Over at St. John's United Methodist Church on Saturday, Judith Tripp will be leading an all-day workshop incorporating labyrinth walking, song, ritual, meditation, and more. That's at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. over at St. John's. United Methodist Church, not the college.
Yes, I have made that mistake before. let's see. We have on Sunday, April 6th, an event called Luma Art in Darkness.
This sounds interesting.
Did you see this? It's at the Lensic. It's at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And it is, well, you, what, are you, I, what is it?
It's a theatrical light show, kind of a circus. There are performers, and they're doing all kinds of special effects and lighting with them and amongst them. It sounds very psychedelic, and it's good for kids. So consider that. It's on Sunday. From at 2 o'clock, there's a matinee, and then there's an evening performance at 7 p.m.
Excellent. And Tina Davila Pottery is having her spring open house at 933 Nicole Place from 10 to 4 this Saturday and next Saturday, and she just paints beautiful pottery that usually has rabbits on it.
Oh, sweet. the Metalocci Spring Breaks the Southwest Tour is coming to Santa Fe. That's Saturday. And, I didn't write down where it is. It's on the cover of this week's Pasatiempo. And they are a combo metal band and mariachi band.
Nice.
There's a fusion you don't see very often.
Metalocci.
They're classically trained mariachi musicians who happen to like groups like Kiss and Rob Zombie and get it on.
You know, that's, I mean, this is how I see it. Everything that I could ever think of, somebody has done. Or is about to do. At Opposite Books on Saturday at 4 o'clock, Robert Miles will talk about his book, First and Last Love, Thoughts and Memories About Music. He is the author of Bootleg Music and Other Stories from Sunstone Press and lives here in Santa Fe. And then on Sunday, Red Mountain Press poet Ann Filmmeyer is IAIA's academic dean, and she's a local poet, and she will be reading from her new book, Love Enough. And then on Thursday at 6 o'clock, all at Opposite Books, they host something called Nickel Stories. I don't know what Nickel Stories is, but it sounds intriguing.
They sound short.
Yeah, maybe.
Tuesday over at Garcia Books, there's a new Sibley Guide to Birds book out. David Allen Sibley himself will be in town to debut that book. It's at Garcia Street Books, Tuesday, April 8th at 5 p.m. They're wonderful, wonderful books if you're into birding at all. He does the color images, and they're a little easier to understand than some of the other guides.
Oh, okay. There is a movie at the screen called Atsinki, The Story of Arctic Cowboys. I didn't make it up. A Year in the Life of Reindeer Herders.
Oh.
And it's a USA film and supposed to be pretty fabulous. It's a documentary.
That sounds wonderful.
I know. And Stranger by the Lake is a French film that won 4 French Oscars that are called Caesars for Best Actor, Best Screenplay, and Sound, and it was nominated for Best Film, Cinematography, and Editing. Stranger by the Lake, haven't seen it, don't know what it's about, but with that pedigree, you can just take your chances and show up. It'll be good.
There's a showing of 4 documentary films about wild horses beginning at 10:30 a.m. Saturday at the History Museum. This is sponsored by Cimarron Sky Dog Organization, and that is it has a ticket, but come to the door or go to ticketsantafe.org.
Actually, you can't buy your tickets at the Palace of the Governors because they don't let you exchange money there, but you can just run down to the Lenzik box office.
Great.
Just go 10 minutes early, go to the Lenzik box office, get your ticket, and then go up to the Palace of the Governors. And tonight they're doing a free film, the same thing, Cimarron Sky Dog Horse Sanctuary, at Collected Works Bookstore. And you can see the winners of the Equine Photography Contest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Which is like, it's become this huge deal. People send in their photographs from all over the country for this horse photography contest.
That's great. I live in Placitas, so I have wild horses come through my yard on
Do
a regular
you?
Basis.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Sunday at Cowgirl, Boris and the Salt Licks will be doing a tribute to one of my favorite songwriters ever, John Prine.
So, I love John Prine.
Yeah, yeah. And it's Boris and the Salt Licks, so it'll be great roots-type music, Americana, and one of my favorite people in Santa Fe, Susan Hyde Holmes, performs with them. That's at the Cowgirl, noon to 3 p.m.
This week at the screen also, tomorrow and April 5th and 8th, there's a movie called Mother Joan of Angels. And, it's a 1960 film. Can that be right? Anyway, it says, a young virtuous exorcist is sent to a mysterious monastery inhabited by beautiful nuns who are said to be possessed by demons in this thrilling and philosophical portrait of human vice.
Wow.
I'm saying.
I guilty pleasure here. There's also the debut of the new Veronica Mars movie this weekend.
And where's that?
It's going to be, I think it's at the Cocteau.
Yeah, I think it is.
One of my favorite TV shows to do housework to.
I know. I hear you. I have one of those. I've been paying bills to a... this is really terrible confession, ladies and gentlemen. Don't listen to what I'm about to say.
Oh, yeah. Great thing to tell your radio listeners.
Yeah. Don't think of worse of me, but I pay bills while watching a TV program called Supernatural.
I've never even seen it.
Oh, God. It's got these, the two cutest young men ever, who are brothers who go around and hunt ghosts and demons.
Of course they do. And thank goodness they do. Hey, this Sunday, up at the Museum of International Folk Art, there's an art opening. The Wooden Menagerie, made in New Mexico, features some exquisite little wooden animals that are carved by Felipe Archuleta, Patricio Barella, and Jose Dolores Lopez. It goes through February 15th. There's going to be opening activities and some hands-on stuff. Luis Tapia will be there. I haven't seen these animals yet, but friends of mine who have say they're over the top. You got to go. That's Sunday, 1 to 4 p.m. at the Folk Art Museum.
I think what we have to do is we have to assemble teams of people.
Oh.
And then go to everything and then report back, because there's no way one person can do it all.
We could do it online, too, and you could have an app.
I think it's called Facebook.
Oh, yeah. See, every idea we think of, someone else has already thought of.
The Citizens Climate Lobby meets on the first Saturday of each month from 10 to 12. They're meeting tomorrow morning at Natural Grocers Community Room, creating political will for a livable world. For more information, you can write to Santa Fe at citizensclimatelobby.org.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. If you want to get politically active about climate change, that's a group that is really doing the work. They're doing the lobbying.
Speaking of that, this is upcoming, and I can't tell you the date off the top of my head, but if you go to the Santa Fe Botanical Gardens website and look for their events, Judith Phillips is going to be giving a lecture on gardening in a time of climate change. She's a very well-known author on xeriscaping and a fantastic landscape designer. She's currently working on a book about how to garden in a time of climate change, and is taking this very seriously.
Yeah.
How to deal with it, and yet how to still have some beauty in our lives.
Definitely. And don't forget Geist Cabaret, David Geist playing on the second floor of Pranzo Restaurant in the San Busco area. And he is playing from 6 to 9, Pranzo Italian Grill, and also at Vanessi on Tuesday, the 8th of April. Those are also from 6 to 9. More information, davidgeist.com.
There's some neat lectures coming up on Monday at the Hotel Santa Fe at 6 p.m. Eric Blinman, our favorite archaeologist, will be talking about ancient sites and ancient stories 2014. That'll be the series. The talk will be Ceramic Ecology from Clay to Sherd, Making and Breaking Pots in the Name of Southwestern Archaeology. And over at the O'Keeffe Museum, historian Virgil Trujillo will be talking about the history of Abiquiú, which is a fascinating story that goes back into the Hanazaro communities and the really rough life out on the frontier into this beautiful land of Georgia O'Keeffe.
I got a notice of all the different kinds of music that's happening around town tonight and tomorrow. Besides Nuestra Musica at the Lenzic, we have Bone Orchard, which is country gothic, at the Cowgirl. JJ and the Hooligans rock at El Farol. Gypsy Dancers Troupe at the Mineshaft in Madrid. A fundraiser dance and auction for Gordon's free summer concert series. The band is DK and the Affordables, and that's a hot dance tip. That's in Los Alamos at the Posse Shack. Kix Brooks at Buffalo Thunder. Let's see. And Anciano Senior Dance at the Eagles Club in Taos. Rudy Boy Experiment at Alley Cantina at 10 o'clock in Taos. By the way, the Anciano Senior Dance is from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. Jenny Dale Lord at the Taos Inn. Lots of stuff going on up in Taos. And that's just tonight.
Wow.
Yeah, and not to mention the choreographer's showcase. And then... tomorrow, you know what, just get your Paso Tiempo, get your reporter, and go out and hear some live music.
Or go to the theater, or go to the museums. There's wonderful things going on in this town.
Definitely.
You know what you can do every Tuesday? You can tour the governor's residence. From 1 to 3 p.m., they open it up, and you get a free guided tour. No reservations necessary for fewer than 6 people. If you do have more than 6, call 476-2800. And make the reservation. They take place on the 2nd and the 4th Tuesdays of the month, not every Tuesday, forgive me on that, April through November. So get a look at where Governor Susana Martinez lives.
Now, this is another event that should be really interesting. There is a very famous and well-respected Tibetan teacher, Rinpoche, coming to town in May. His name is Sakya Trizin, and there is a benefit performance and event dinner to raise funds for this visit. He is one of those people who is on this kind of the same level as the Dalai Lama.
Oh,
nobody's
goodness.
As well known as the Dalai Lama, but he's a keeper of wisdom teachings. And the event is Saturday tomorrow at 6 o'clock at the Santa Fe Women's Club, and you can call. Let's see, for more information, there's all kinds of numbers. I'll just give you one of them: 310-5633, or you can just show up tomorrow night at the Santa Fe Women's Club, and there will be Tibetan food and entertainment and lovely items available in a silent auction, and quite beautiful textiles and things like that, a bronze Ganesh, oil paintings and so on. So it should be fun. And I'm going to try to interview this gentleman, this, what do you call a Tibetan holy teacher? A holiness, whatever, gentleman. I'll just say gentleman before he comes to Santa Fe.
This area is rich in walking trails and biking trails all around the city. And if you're ever confused about which ones would be perfect for you, the city is running at the Hanaveva Chavez Community Center some orientations Tuesdays through May 13th. They're all in the evening, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. And they'll basically give you an idea of where are the walking trails, what's this one like versus that one, what might be a better hiking trail, what might be a better biking trail, get tips on what kind of equipment you might need, what kind of maps, and so forth. And that's a free offering from the city.
Excellent. Yes, they've got a lot of nice offerings. Christy Hengst is an artist who makes these porcelain birds, and she makes flocks of them and puts them in different places and goes around the world sometimes doing that. Anyway, I got a note saying she always says it's the last time she does the birds. The winter goes by and there's a new flock. But there will be an opening. Botanical Birds, Cycles of Dormancy and Renewal, Spring Party and Reception, Saturday, April 5th from 3 to 5 at the Santa Fe Botanical Garden on Museum Hill. Entrance to the garden is free during the reception. The exhibition runs through the 23rd of April, and the birds are for sale.
And I need to go there because
totally.
The garden's waking up now.
Yeah. I know, my bulbs are coming up.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
And that little bit of snow yesterday, everybody was saying, oh no, there go the apples, there go the apricots. On Monday, also at the Santa Fe Women's Club, there's going to be a little talk about Georgia O'Keeffe and her gardens. I guess they will virtually walk you through them. That's at 2 to 3 p.m. at the Santa Fe Women's Club.
Excellent. And the City of Santa Fe is offering a training to become a smart landscape professional.
Nice.
To do smart irrigation technology. So if you are a landscaper and you would like to get qualified water-efficient landscaper training and certification, the prices are very low, and you can call the city. Let's see. I guess you can call 955-4225.
Nice. Besides the Joan Myers talk at the Museum of Art, there are two other neat things they're doing this week. Sunday is a family fun day. There'll be crafts, and staff will explain to you what the different types of jobs are within a museum, and you'll take a little miniature art gallery home that you make yourself. On Wednesday at 12:15 p.m., they're going to give a little talk about the artist Joseph Henry Sharp, so you can drop by in your lunch hour and walk away a little bit smarter.
And I'm hearing the music.
We're done?
We're done.
Just went like that.
I know. There's always more to say that we haven't said.
It's astonishing how...
There was a lot of talk during the mayoral campaign about nightlife. Uh-huh. So while there's a lot of theater and performance and movies and things like that, there's nobody place to eat afterwards.
Oh, good point.
Not to mention drink. So we will see how that goes forward and encourage the mayor and the city council to work with us on that. Kate Nelson is with the with the New Mexico History Museum. She's here with us many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, thank you so much for being here.
Absolutely. Good to be here.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. My email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by Local Noon, by KSFR's fabulous award-winning news team. Oh, by the way, the, what's it called? The Santa Fe Reporter Best Of.
Oh, yes. Vote for the New Mexico History Museum.
Vote for the New Mexico History Museum. Vote for KSFR. If you are inclined to, vote for the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Vote for Barry Charlotte.
Yay. So it's, and it's, I like that because you can, you know, I always vote for the Santa Fe Baking Company because we're here, but you can put in your favorite things. Anyway, it's all in good fun. And have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Yes.